Hey, good morning, everyone. It's Alan Scher. I'm back with Flock and Gather on behalf of the Spa Industry Association. It's August, what is it? It's the 27th of August already. I don't even know where the month went, but I have a very, 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 very special guest of mine. She's been in the spa business, well, not that long, but a long time. Let's welcome Sharon Ogawa Adagura. How'd I do?
Pretty good, Alan. Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here. Sharon Otaguro with Ogawa being my maiden.
Oh, I should skip the Ogawa. I should just take it out of my file, shouldn't I? Already, right? Right? We don't need it. It's just one of those things where you accumulate data in your Gmail files and you just don't think about it, do you?
Well, you know, there's a few Sharons in the industry. So some people know me from Sharon Ogawa and some with the Otaguro. And it will, for now, ever, being married, be Otaguro. But who knows?
Well, I'm going with Otaguro from now on, okay?
All right, perfect.
I'll go. And now we're living in the same town. People probably don't know that. They still think you're in Hawaii, probably, if they don't know, right?
I say aloha and people always ask, so you're in Hawaii? I say, no, aloha's ingrained, but I am in the desert with Alan.
So you, I love it. You and some of my, you know, Christy Cano and some of our other friends, and they do the same thing, but I know she's in Puerto Rico. I know she's not in Hawaii, but it makes me smile regardless of what it is, you know? Well, you can say it to me anytime and we're ready to roll. How's that?
Perfect. Yes.
Okay. So let's do this quick. So what brought you to the desert?
I came following the vision that Kevin Kelly and Rihanna Riego set for affordable, attainable wellness with the Savannah Resort. And since then, Kevin has gone into bigger things with Larry Ellison, with Sensei, but they really inspired me with their vision of attainable wellness and having the everyday wellness advocate have access to all of the pieces that we need to live a healthy and wellness-driven lifestyle. And since then, going into wealth coaching, career, lifestyle, and wellness coaching, it's just evolved from there. So that brought me to the desert and has launched what I now think is truly my calling in the wellness industry.
Isn't it funny how you have to go, Steve Jobs, may he rest in peace, did something about connect the dots where you don't get to look forward and see why you're going down a path. You only get to stop and look backwards and see why the dots connected to bring you where you are, but you're where you're supposed to be today, right?
Absolutely. It's those nuggets. And Steve Jobs in his famous speech, right, his commencement speech, when he talked about connect the dots, it was about auditing your life. And so he dropped out of college so that he could audit the classes he loved. And that's what brought him to calligraphy plus Pixar plus, of course, all the Macintosh computers that we're on now are the Apples. So amazing, amazing.
Well, you and I have both talked about this. I'm on a big Mac screen. I have my MacBook Pro as my second monitor. That was my iPhone 11 that was buzzing that I just turned off. You know, when you're in the Mac, when you're in the Apple world, it's very, I say this two ways. It's difficult to get out of it, but I don't want to get out of it. Do you?
I am an 18-month Mac convert. So I was a big PC my whole career. And actually, a friend said, well, it's for the creatives. It's for the entrepreneur. It gives you so much of what you don't think you know you need at your fingertips, right? So yes, I am now a Mac girl.
Well, I have to tell you, once Mac, hard to go back. I honestly, and especially, it's not like we're old. I never think of myself as old. I'm not sure what the age thing is all about. But when I think about how ingrained your mental knowledge is about certain things, and we're gonna talk about this in a minute, but I'm just not ready to relearn PC. I never had a problem with PC when I was on it, but I just don't want to relearn it. I rather just stick with what I know right now and utilize my knowledge base here to make it simple, right?
Yeah. Well, and I think the concept of the Apple is exactly what we're talking about, because it's the vision that you have, it's your why, right? And Apple went to that of, I have 1,000 songs in your pocket. I am creating the lifestyle, and all of the technology, all the pieces will fall in. It's the same thing as what Tesla brings in, because Tesla talks about the first principles, right? It's not having the car with the most bells and whistles. It's having the energy at the best quality energy, or the best battery at the best price. And so he was able to figure out that the business is about energy, and that's now why they're going to the stars, right? Literally.
Yep. So you talked about coming to the desert for Savannah's form of wellness living. I clearly remember sitting with Kevin in Palm Springs when they were still living in Palm Springs, and the girls were yakking in the other room or something, and he was telling me this picture about why, what he was going to do with Savannah. And one of the things that I think was really critical to him was about pricing. He wanted that people in our industry could come to a place too that wasn't over the top in terms of how expensive everything was, and they could feel the wellness. So a year and a half ago, when Kathy and I went to a GSN conference at Savannah, and while we were sitting in, you probably remember this, we were sitting in the meetings all day, and Kathy was on the second floor of the spa. And if I remember, it looks west. And so she was reading and taking naps and having treatments. I remember after the very first day, she looked at me in the face and said, I could live here. And I said, well, let's move here. And now it's a year and a half later, we've sold two homes, we've transitioned here, and I'm really happy being in the desert.
I am so happy that you are here in the desert, although I know you have many friends that are still waiting for you to tell them you're here. So
yeah, that too. I got in trouble already because I forgot a few people. Mea culpa, mea culpa. I wanted to talk to you. I read out of Day Spa magazine in the last few days about Rancho La Puerta creating private wellness residencies. So I think it's really interesting. A friend of ours, who now works at Delos, Alfredo Carvajal.
I love Alfredo.
Yes. He's working on that deal, and they are building these residences right next to Rancho La Puerta. So here, Sharon, give me your overview look, because I think, honestly, the pandemic has pushed us in a place maybe we want to be, not the way we wanted to get here. But the whole living at home and making your residence private and well, it's going to stick on people. It's like glue, right?
Absolutely. I see so many trends that are moving in that same direction. And yes, it's so exciting that Rancho La Puerta is hosting their now live-in residences. I think they already have some that are pre-sold and are just starting to do their walkthroughs, because people want to live a lifestyle of wellness now. They don't want to just go and access it, although that's a great point of entry for many of us that aren't familiar with it. But you'll see more trends of, you know, we have all the apps that we can do wellness. So wellness at your fingertips, live in wellness. I think also Michael Tompkins is moving to a wellness residence location as well. So you'll see a lot of movement towards that in wellness real estate. And then even in the Rancho La Puerta homes, just having what they talk about as nudges, or having wellness aspects open to everyone as just architectural design or accessible resources. You know, you can go on YouTube and look at different mindfulness pieces, but the trend of being at home, the trend of having greater access to wellness, and the trend of having wellness integrated into your lifestyle in chunkable formats that are easy to access, that's not going away. We know how important essentialism and wellness is now more than ever, and that is not going away at all. So yes.
Well, I'm looking at the picture of one of the wellness online. It says here they have three different kinds. They're 1900 to 4,300 square feet. You get passes to use the grounds. I don't know if a lot of people know that Rancho La Puerta actually encompasses about 4,000 acres. So it's a pretty amazing place. And if I don't get my butt down there soon, Roberto is going to read me the riot act about why I haven't been down to the ranch yet. But I have to tell you, we moving to Arizona and getting rid of the other homes, we've kind of made this our wellness facility. I, from Tatcha, I bought a piece of Techno Gym. I've added it to my Octane. Every morning we walk the dog. I go into the garage where I flick on a little air conditioner I have there. And I do my wellness bit while I'm still at home. My caveat to that is people, well, we name our podcast Flock and Gather. I talk about this all the time. We still like to get out and commune with people. And I know that we're coming back to that time shortly, because I love to gather, as you know. We like to surround ourselves with people, but I'm really excited for them to get that up and
yes,
run.
Agreed.
I think it's gonna be awesome.
I agree. And, you know, the stay-at-home piece is impacting extroverts tremendously. And so while we have to be safe, we do need to find ways to connect and have that energy brought back into us so that we can perform at our best. I mean, actually, I have this new software that I utilize for my coaching clients, and it's called Human Design. I don't know if you've heard of it yet, Alan.
I haven't.
It's coming. I think I'm hearing it in more and more conversations. Even Katie Hess with her Flower podcast interviewed someone with it, but it shows you how you came into this world. It kind of combines astrology with some of your personality patterns. And so having that awareness of self is so important, because whatever job you choose, whether as a spa director, a wellness practitioner, a fitness instructor, or if you work from home, knowing that about yourself allows you to make sure that you're getting the connections, right? The flock and gather that you need so that you can perform at your best.
I want you to send me some info on that so I can look at it when you have time.
I'll do your reading.
All right.
And then I could do you and Kathy together, because
I love it.
Yes. The connection chart is so important.
I love it. I'm in. Okay. Let's do a shameless pitch for TPO Wealth Coaching and Consulting. So I know a lot of people, I'm telling you, they envision you standing at that front desk at Grandway Alea, but we're so far past that. So what is TPO Wealth Coaching and Consulting? Tell our listeners, please.
Well, thank you. So TPO is the first lesson that my father taught me, which is that there is a time, place, and occasion that is optimal for everything. Now, he said it to me because I talk too much. And so every time he was at TPO, because it wasn't the right time to speak. But Alan, I think now is the time more than ever for our industry to have coaching. You know, we are all high performers, and a lot of us are healers. We have intuition. Right now, you hear so much about how we are rising as people, getting more in touch with what matters, the quality of life, the importance of a career that has a calling. But I see this gap, and this gap of not having a coach, I think, is really important for anybody who wants to lead their own life. I work with leaders, but anybody that wants to lead in their own life and with their circles of influence needs a coach. You know, if you're bad at sales, you need a sales coach. If you're bad at life, there's life coaches. If you're bad at business, there's business coaches. But the role of a coach, we know in sports, is to get us to the optimal performance. And we also know that no matter how good that sports person is, having a coach shows them the bigger picture, what's going on in the field that they themselves can't see. Where are their blind spots, right? And this transformed me. Alan, I know you have no blind spots because you're fully aware.
Not true.
But it's because you have the perfect better half, right? And Kathy points out your blind spots to you.
She does. Look, I am always... I don't know why this is in society. I don't know why this is sharing with humans, but people like take an offense when you talk about them. You know how hard counseling is for people. The other side of that is people who get counseling, who do readings, find this amazing enlightenment that comes over them when the world see. Sometimes you just need people to point something else out at you, and it opens up the world, right? Isn't that what you find out when you're doing your coaching?
Absolutely. And here's the difference, Alan. So I learned this as I became a coach, because I'm really good at telling people what to do as a consultant. But the difference between consulting and counseling is that both of those are problem-based. So if you're getting counseling, it's because something's wrong. If you're getting consulting, it's because performance is not where it should be, right? And then there's mentorship and there's coaching. And those are going to be more future-focused. So a coach gets you to your best finish line or the next goal. A mentor gets you to the next promotion or the next step. And then the difference between mentorship and coaching is that mentorship is still through experience telling you what you should do next, and coaching is asking the questions.
I'm switching my vernacular to coaching, because it's absolute, regardless whether you have a golf coach or a swim coach or a whatever coach or a Sharon coach, you it means get better, right? The density in the word says get better. So there is no negative connotation to coaching.
Exactly.
Oh, I love it.
It's, you know, for me, the transformation was because I needed someone to say that what I took pride in, which was workaholism, I was the hardest working person you ever knew, Alan. But what
you're harder than me?
Well, we could have a contest, right? Now you are much harder than the working than I, because what I realized was it was an addiction. I was seeking something, right? Validation or the next adventure. And it was in the recollection that someone said, well, Sharon, you're also saying that you're sacrificing your family more than anyone else you know.
And we don't want to do that. I did that a lot when I started New Life and Lotus Touch, where I didn't understand, and I know it sounds cliche, but the work-life balance, when I was working 7 days a week, morning, noon, and night. And there was one of these times when one of my children said to me, how come you don't bring lunch to school anymore? And it was like this light bulb that went off where I went, oh my God, I'm forsaking the things I'm supposed to do with kids for work. And when I made the shift and I started, if they said, hey, can you bring McDonald's lunch? And I would cancel things to do that. And then you find out life's actually better. Things continue. You don't miss anything. It's a good world when you have a better balance. And I have used coaches in the past, and I'm always reminded that sometimes we just need people to help us get out of the skin we're in and make a change, right?
Absolutely.
I love it. Sharon, I mean, we could go on for hours, so we will do this again, but we're reaching my 18-minute time limit because I'm short-spanned myself, so you know how that goes. But
18 minutes is the TED optimal retention time frame, but right. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Well, and you know that in Jewish history, 18, the number 18 is chai, it's life, it's in a lot of different religions, but there's something to be sanctified about the number 18, and I like it a lot. So that's why we use it.
Well, Sharon, thank you so much.
I love being with you. I can't wait till we do this in person here in the desert again. And we're going to put your contact information on here too, so that people can reach out to you. Okay.
Perfect. And I'm committed to this, Alan. So I do want to make sure that your listeners know that I am offering laser coaching. I only have 8 spots, but it allows you a full year of coaching as long as you're willing to do the work for $1,000.
Wow.
And it's because people need that push right now more than ever. They just need someone to speak into their lives, their business, keep them future focused and asking the questions, because the power within, and you have always been an advocate for this, but we have everything we need inside. Right. So I encourage everyone, if not, get a coach in whatever you want to do, guitar lessons, singing, business, whatever works.
Thank you, Sharon, a ton for being with us on Flock and Gather today.
Have a great day, Alan. Thanks so much.
Hey, friends. Thanks for joining us today on the Flock and Gather podcast. Special thanks to our guest today at TPO Wealth Coaching and Consulting. Discover it for yourself at mywealthcoach.com. It's time for you to fulfill your potential. Schedule your session today, whether it's life goals, energy economics, developing social skills, purpose and fulfillment. Go check it out, guys. I really encourage you. Again, mywealthcoach.com. Thanks. See you next time.